Yeah, I'll try to get that taken care of as soon as I possibly can. It'll probably be next week, but I'll get it taken care of, okay? Thank you. How are y'all? It's good to see you this morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's good to see y'all. Morning. Morning. How are you? Good to see y'all this morning. It's good to see everybody. Y'all having a good week? Good, 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 good. Good to see you, brother guy. How are you? Miss Amy, you doing okay? How are you this morning? I think I've seen you all week. This backpack's getting heavy. Morning. Morning. Good to see you. Good to see you. How are you? Good morning. How are you? How about y'all, but this backpack's heavy. It's kind of loaded down with a lot of weight in it. How many of y'all have had a week kind of like I have where you just feel like everything's sitting on top of you? Feel like there's a lot going on in life. I began to kind of think about this morning's message, and I began to kind of think about what's going on in our life, and one word came to mind to me this morning, and it was burdens. We carry a lot of burdens in our life. And just to make that point hit home this morning, I'm going to keep this backpack on the entire service. It's a heavy, heavy load. There's a lot of things that are going on in our life that we can consider burdens. One of the first ones is relationships. You know, a lot of our friendships, a lot of our relationships, a lot of the people that we are around a lot of times in our lives can be a burden upon us. We got to take care of things. We got to do things. And those things are well and good, but sometimes they add to that load of burdens. It seems like more and more as life goes on that we carry a burden called the financial burden. I don't know about y'all, but it seems harder and harder each day to keep up with what's going on and what's got to go out and what's got to be taken care of, and what's coming in and what's going out doesn't always match. I don't know about y'all, but there's a burden of being financially responsible that sometimes adds to our load. One of the greatest sources of joy in our life, family. Family can sometimes be a burden that we carry in our lives. It just adds to what's going on in our life and the load that we carry every single day. Some of us carry the burden of work. I don't know about y'all. I know that many of you have jobs that are tiring and taxing and they wear you out. I have one just like it. And if you don't believe me, come spend 8 hours with teenagers every day. But work can be a burden that we carry with us. There's deadlines we have to meet. There's things that we have to get done. And sometimes those things just add to our life. Sometimes we carry the burden of church. Brother Ryan, now that's not a burden. You're mistaken there. You're wrong on that. Church isn't a burden. Let's just be honest with each other. Sometimes it can be. I got to be here to do this. I got to be here to do that. And we miss out on the joy of serving God together as a family. And this becomes a burden. Put it in our backpack. We have the burden of sin. The guilt that is caused in our life that we carry with us when we know we miss God's mark, when we don't do what He has commanded us to do. There is a guilt and a shame that comes in our life that sometimes we continue to carry with us. And if that's not enough, church, there's one more that I thought of this morning. How many of us carry the burden of the way our world is today? We look back 15 years ago and we see the evil that is in this world. We know the way our world is going. We know the way our country is going. We have a big decision to make in the next few months, and that's all anybody can talk about. You flip on the news and that's the only thing they want to speak about is what's going on in our world. And I don't know about you, but it gets kind of depressing to sit and to watch the news at night because there's no happy news. This is a burden that we carry. I had a volunteer just a second ago come up and ask if he could help out. We carry all of those burdens with us every single day. So, Junior, because you volunteered, I want you to come up and pick up the backpack, and I want you to tell the audience this morning how heavy that backpack is. Come on, bring it on up here, buddy.
It's pretty heavy.
Thank you, buddy. So it's pretty heavy. Just to make sure we're not lying, and I didn't pick him beforehand and make sure that he come up here and said that. Guy, test that for me. That's heavy. How many of us feel like we carry a load like this all day, every day? How many of us feel like we carry a backpack full of burdens on our shoulders? You know, although those burdens that we carry may not take on the physical attributes like this backpack does, for many of us, the weight is just as real. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I get to Friday afternoon and I see Saturday coming, I'm just like, whew, I'm glad that week's over. Cross that one off my list. I'm glad I don't have to go through that anymore. The burdens of this life can be heavy for most of us most of the time. And many of us carry the burdens of this life every single day. Many of us are worn down by these burdens that have been placed in our life. It's good to be here with you this morning as I try to fix my microphone cord. It is good to be here with you this morning. It's good to be in God's house. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a burden that's weighing me down this morning. Y'all may just be sitting there thinking, Brother Ryan is crazy. But you know that if you were honest with yourself, you feel the same way. You feel these same burdens in your life. This morning, I want to give you a message of hope. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 11, starting in verse 28. Matthew chapter 11, starting in verse 28, as we look at the burdens that we carry in our life, and this morning we look for comfort, we look for peace, we look for hope, and we find it in God's Word this morning. Very quickly, would you read with me Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28? Here's what God's Word says. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Would you pray with me this morning? Father, we thank you for all that you have done for us this morning. Father, we thank you for the hope And the invitation that we have to come to you to let go of our burdens. Father, I pray this morning that right now, in this instant, your Holy Spirit is flowing through our hearts. That, Father, as we are feeling the burdens in this life and we are feeling the weight of this life upon us, Father, I pray this morning would be the day that we come and lay them down at your feet. Today would be the day that we release this weight and we take your yoke upon us and we find rest. Father, I pray that your word would be spoken this morning. I pray that it would be your message and not mine. Father, I pray it would be your words and your wisdom. Father, I pray that you speak to our hearts. Father, lift us up. Let us find the hope in your word this morning. And it's in your name that we pray. Amen. I have an invitation this morning. You know, I began to kind of think of the idea of an invitation. And if I were going to throw a party or have a birthday party for somebody, the first thing I'm going to do is begin to send out invitations to people to invite them to come to the gathering. Or I'm going to tell them and I'm going to explain to them, hey, we're getting together at this point in time, so we want you to come to this place. We want you to be there. How crazy of me would it be to throw a party and never invite anybody and to send out the invitations? This morning we see an invitation. We're going to see two parts of the invitation that I want us to look at this morning. As we look at Matthew chapter 11, starting in verse 28, he says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The first part of the invitation is the invitation to approach. The invitation to approach. You know, many of us today look for a way to get rid of our burdens. And I'm not kidding when I say this backpack is getting heavier and heavier as this message goes along. This may be the quickest message you hear me preach. This backpack is heavy, and we are looking for ways to get rid of it, this weight in our lives. You know, some of us may go home, and we may find a spouse, and as they're carrying their own backpack, we go, you know what, Amy Lee, here, would you hold this one too? Many of us find that release from our burdens and our weight from things like alcohol. Some of us may find our release from this burden in things like drugs. We're looking for a way to get rid of this weight off of our back that will make us feel better about what's going on. But church, can I tell you something? When we turn to the things of this world, when we go to the things of this world, that weight is still there. We wake up the next morning and guess what we do? We pick up our backpack again. We pick it right back up and we walk right back out into the world. But listen to the words of Christ as he is teaching to the people. He says, "Come to me." The invitation has been given for us to approach Christ with our burdens. "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden." The invitation comes from Christ himself. I want you to think of this for just a second. In this passage, when Christ is teaching, you see the Son of Man, you see God himself in flesh, and he turns to humanity in compassion to those whose weakness and weariness he has felt. You know, many of us would say, well, you know, that's just God. He can handle it all. He can take care of it all. And he's just saying, come to me. No, this is Jesus Christ, fully God yet fully man, who knows the burdens of this life. He knows the weight of sin in our life. He knows the trials and tribulations we fall. So this is not just someone saying, you know, come to me. This is a man who has lived it. And he says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. He himself has felt the burdens of this life, and yet sometimes we don't take that invitation. The invitation comes from Christ when he says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. You know, sometimes what makes an invitation really, really special is who sent it. Let me ask you this. If I sent you an invitation to my birthday party, you would hang it up on your refrigerator. After the birthday party, what would you do with it? In the trash. But what if the president of the United States, your favorite president of the United States, sent you a birthday party request? It had the nice White House seal. It had everything. It was signed by him. It had his picture with it. It was all good to go. It was right on. And he sent it to you, your name on the envelope. What would you do with that invitation after the party? Would you wad it up and crumple it and throw it away? Or would it be put in a place of honor? You know, sometimes what makes an invitation so special is who invites you. Church, I want you to recognize this morning when he says, come to me. I don't know about your Bible, but my Bible has those words written in red. Those signify the words of Christ himself. He says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. What a special invitation we have that Christ says, I want you to come to me. Don't come to the world. Don't try to release that load and get rid of that weight on something else besides me, because he knows he is the only one who can carry that load. Come to me. The invitation has been given. The invitation is to approach him. How awesome is it that the God of this universe, the God who created everything, is so interested in you that he says, come to me. You know, there have been many times that I've worked in an environment where the boss says, don't bring your problems to me. Take it to somebody else. Get them to fix it. Don't bug me with your problems. And yet, here is a God who is so interested in each and every single one of us that not only does he know the number of hairs on our head, which mine are getting fewer and fewer and fewer, not only does he know that information, but he says, come to me, those who labor and are heavy laden, those who are carrying the weight of this world, come to me. When you may say, well, Brother Ryan, that invitation isn't for me. That invitation doesn't have my name on the envelope. Oh, you are wrong. Look at what he says after, come to me. All you. He doesn't say, come to me if. Come to me if you belong to this group. He says, come to me all you who labor and are heavy laden. Who fits in that group? He gives two categories, those who labor. The idea behind the word labor was to grow weary from work. It's the idea of an exhausting labor, to work with a lot and as much effort as you can possibly give, to be worn out and depleted from work. How many of us feel that way in our lives right now? How many of us feel like our schedules are so busy that we carry the weight of that schedule upon us, that we just work and we work and we work, and that's pretty much all we do? We go to bed, we may eat, we go to bed, we wake up, we do it all over again. Come to me, those who labor. But church, can I be honest with you this morning? He's not just speaking about physical labor. He's not just saying, come to me if you're tired because you've worked Monday through Friday. He's speaking spiritually. He's speaking spiritually that we work so many times in our lives. We work to try to gain a standing, or we work to make our way into heaven. And God says, that's not the way it happens. You are not saved by your works. You are saved by the grace of God through faith. But yet we carry that burden of, I just got to be good enough. I got to do these things so I can earn my way into heaven. That's not the way it works, but we carry that burden, and it was a burden we were never meant to carry on our own. He's not just talking about working in the physical sense, although he does say bring those burdens to him. In Psalms chapter 55, verse 22, he says, cast your burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. He calls for us to bring those physical burdens to him, but he is speaking on a much deeper level when he says, you can't work your way into heaven. You can try, you can wear yourself out doing good deeds, trying to earn your way, but it's not going to happen. And that's why the invitation was given, come to me, all you who labor. A worn out depletedness because of work. There's a second group he adds in here, and those who are heavy laden. The idea literally means to be weighed down. Hint. To be weighed down. I don't know about y'all, and I've said it multiple times, this backpack keeps getting heavier. And I don't know if you've seen it in my stature as we've gone throughout this sermon, but I'm going down quickly. Sooner or later, I'm just going to lay down on the floor and continue this message. We get weighed down with the cares of this life. The idea behind the phrase here, to be laden, heavy laden, or to be weighed down, came from the idea or the phrase from the Old Testament. It is the burdensomeness of the requires of the Mosaic law and the traditions that they had set up. And it was a load that the people could not carry on their own. They knew that they could not keep the law perfectly. And therefore, because of that, they knew the guilt and the shame of sin in their life. All those burdens that we carry really come back to one thing, church. And it comes back to the effects of sin. Let's go back over the burdens that we listed just a second ago that I put in this backpack to give it this weight just a minute ago. Let's think about it. Let's think about work. Do you realize that work was never meant to be a burden in your life? That before sin, the Bible says that Adam and Eve were tending the garden, they were doing what they were supposed to, and guess what? It didn't bug them. They weren't tired. They weren't worn down. They weren't carrying the burden of work. Why did that come in? Why was that burden born? One word, sin. Do you realize that family was a gift from God? It was never meant to be a burden in our life. Why is it a burden? Sin. Do you realize that God says, I want to provide everything you need? Why is money a burden? Sin. Can we just wrap it up very quickly and let me tell you where these burdens come from? Sin. It is sin, and it is the effects of sin is the reason why we carry this load with us every single day. That is why we are weighed down in this life. But we have an invitation to approach him. We have an invitation to come to him. But why should we approach him? Why do we turn to him? Why can't we turn to things like TV? Why can't we turn to things like friends? Why can't we turn to things like alcohol and drugs? Why can't we turn to those things? Because none of them offer what he offers at the end of verse 28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you a refreshing spirit in your life. I will give you peace. I will give you comfort. I will give you joy. That's what that word rest really means. It's not the idea of going home and laying your head on a pillow and taking a nap. It's the idea of peace in your life. Man, would I love to get this backpack off of my shoulders so I can have a little bit of peace. Christ says, come. All of you who work and are heavy, or labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Cast your burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. When he says, I will give you rest, he is talking about a peace and a satisfaction that will pass all understanding. No matter what's going on in your life. You know, I can remember the days following 9/11. I can remember that day being a Tuesday morning, going to school like it was, nothing else was wrong. And I can remember the couple of weeks before that, I can remember our church services, and they were just like normal, and everything was going good. And yeah, you had people in, and you had some people out, and they were going back and forth. Labor Day had just gotten over with, and so here we're going to church, and we go on Sunday, and everything, you know, you got your few here and few out, and they're back and forth. It's a normal Sunday. Then Tuesday happened, and I can remember the Wednesday night service following that Tuesday. The church house was packed. The church house was full. And I'm talking about a church. I went to First Baptist Hendersonville, and I don't say that to be boastful, but I'm saying this is a church that can hold 3,000 to 4,000 people in a sanctuary, and it is packed out. People are standing in the hallways. We were quick to turn to him then. Fast forward to 15 years later, and there are churches that sit empty. Why? What's the one word we've already mentioned? Sin. We picked up our backpacks and went on like nothing happened. But church, can I tell you something? While we're encouraged to look at the surface with the burdens that we carry in our life, we need to look much deeper. Because the meaning of this passage is much, much deeper than the surface burdens that we carry. Christ isn't simply giving us an invitation to release our physical and burdens upon him, the burdens of this world. But he is giving us an invitation to approach him with the utmost burden that we have in our life, and that is sin. We've already established that it is the number one cause of every burden we carry in our life. And he says, come to me. Bring it to me. The utmost burden that we carry. If I could have wrapped all of those pieces of paper up into one word, it would have been the sin column. It would have fit in that category. And he's simply inviting us to go to him with that burden. The burden of our sin and the guilt that it causes and the shame that it causes in our life. He says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But if that is our number one burden, if that is the biggest cause of our burdens in our life, we get to the second part of this invitation. The first part was to come to him, to approach him. The second part of this invitation is so freeing, church, and I want you to understand it. Here's what he says in verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The second part of that invitation, not only are we invited to come to Jesus Christ, not only are we invited to come to the Son, to come to the Son of God, we are invited to take his yoke. The invitation is to take his yoke. Well, what does it mean to take the yoke of Christ upon you? Well, he gives us the answer to that question right after he says, take up my yoke. Look at what he says in verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Well, Brother Ryan, how does that answer what it means to take his yoke upon us? Well, it's wrapped up very simply in this. It means to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. It means to become a true blue disciple, someone who has laid down their life to live for Him. It means someone who is willing to say, no longer do I live for myself, but I live to glorify Christ. No longer do I live, but Christ who lives in me. He says, learn from me. Become my disciple. Rely upon me and not the world. Take my yoke upon you. And learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. You know, there are many, many times in my life that I have to pause and I have to give thanks to God because He is patient. He is loving. He is kind. He is merciful. And His grace flows over my life every single day. Even when I mess up, even when I try to pick the backpack back up on my own and carry those burdens. He continues to say, come to me and take my yoke. Means to, in quick and simple terms, it means to truly be saved. Not, I prayed a prayer, I walked an aisle. Not, I did this. Not that I've gone to church my entire life. Not that I've tried to be good and do good things. It means I have surrendered my heart to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I say, God, it is no longer me, but Thee. It is no longer myself, but it is You and You alone that I live for. I know the sin that is in my life. I know that I missed Your mark. I know that I messed up. I know that You sent Your Son, Jesus Christ, to the cross to pay my sin debt, a debt that I could never pay by myself. And if I did, it meant my death and separation from You for eternity. And I know that You love me, that You sent Your Son for me. And I want to confess Him as Lord in my life. We've talked about it before, the ABCs. Admit that you are a sinner. Believe in your heart that Christ came to this world to die upon a sinner's cross, to pay your sin debt. Believe that He was the Son of God, that He is the Savior of the world, and confess Him before men. Confess that in your life. Church, can I be honest with you this morning? Do you know the only thing that can get this weight off of your back? The only thing that can take this backpack off is a right relationship with Jesus Christ. Because even in the hard times, even when the world wants to throw that burden on your back, you say, you know what? I got Christ. And the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It is only in taking His invitation and taking His yoke that the soul can find rest. Look at what He says. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. You know what? When I have a long day's work, I can go home and take a nap that lasts from, you know, 8 to 6 in the next morning. I can take a good long nap. And I can wake up the next morning and I can be really refreshed physically. But you know the only thing that can refresh your soul, the only thing that can bring a hope to your soul, is to be in a right relationship with Jesus Christ. I love what He says here. He says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. God offers rest if we will immerse ourselves in Him. But you may be saying, Brother Ryan, I can't add one more thing to my plate. You don't understand. My life is too busy. I can't add in that daily relationship with God into my life. And to that, I'm going to tell you this. Let go of everything else and take hold of God. That's where our soul finds rest. He says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. I want you to compare two things for me. We talked about the idea of works and the idea of the works being trying to be good enough to live up, to get into heaven and to earn that place and to do what we're supposed to do and get our little stickers on the wall for being a good Christian. And we work and we work and we work and we work and we work. And the Bible says we'll never have satisfaction in that. We will never rest in that. We will never have peace in that. You know why? Because it doesn't work. And then Christ says, my burden is easy. My yoke is light. You know why? There's two things he's commanded us, to love him with all of our heart and to love others as much as we love ourselves. Church, it can't get much easier than that. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. And the second one is just like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. I'm going to tell you, that's a whole lot lighter than what I've got on my back right now. We struggle with spiritual burdens often because we are never truly surrendered to Christ. We've never truly taken his yoke. We've come to the point in time of our invitation this morning. And I want to read to you this. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. If I had to ask you this morning, you don't have to raise your hand, but just in your heart of hearts, inside of your mind right now, how many of you are carrying this backpack with me? How many of you know the weight of the burdens of this life? The Bible says, Christ's own words say, come. Come to me. You know, there's no better place in a worship service to come to Jesus Christ than to come to this altar, before his throne, to release that burden. Are you carrying the burden of this world? Are you carrying the burden of sin in your life? Are you carrying the burden of church? What about the burden of family? My hands are getting full. The financial burden in your life. Work burden. And last but not least, the burden of relationships. How many of us are carrying these burdens? Because the Bible says, come to me and lay them at the altar. Here in just a moment, there's going to be a song that plays. We're not going to do a normal invitation this morning. There's going to be a song that is playing. There's going to be words that are up on the screen. The invitation is very simple this morning. And I can't speak it any better than the words of Christ spoke it. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. This altar is open this morning. If you can't physically make it down to this altar this morning, these front pews will be open. But my question for you this morning, church, is how many of you have a backpack similar to this? And God is saying, come lay it at the altar. And let me finish with this. When we lay it at the altar, the idea behind an altar was where sacrifices were made. You don't pick that back up again. It's dead and gone. Leave it there. As the song plays here in just a second, I want you can have your heads bowed, your eyes closed. You can look at the words. You can sing along if you want to. But no, this altar is open for you this morning, and he's saying, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. Let's pray this morning. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the promise and the hope we have that you have invited us to come to you to find rest. That you have invited us to take up your yoke to be saved and to find rest for our souls. Father, I pray this morning that you are moving in our hearts. Lord, I pray, Lord, that this altar would be full of people who are laying their burdens down this morning. Move in our hearts. Move in our lives, Father. Father, as we listen to the words of this song, Father, I pray that you are stirring in our hearts. Move us to action. Move us to finding the peace that can only be found in you. Lord, we love you and we thank you. And it's in your name that we pray. Amen.